Now, the state should carry out an urgent review of its approach to child protection and welfare. That was the recommendation of a jury following the inquest into the death of Daniel McInaspie, a teenager who was murdered while in the care of the state. Daniel had had more than 20 care placements in the 15 months prior to his death in February 2010, when he was stabbed at Tolka Valley Park near Blanchardstown in Dublin. The year before his murder, at least three applications had been made to the HSE for Daniel to be placed in a secure care facility from which he would not be allowed to leave. TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, says there are currently 14 out of 26 beds available in the state's secure care facilities due to staffing shortages. We're joined now by Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, good afternoon and welcome to the programme. Daniel McInaspie's inquest heard. He had more than 20 care placements in the 15 months prior to his death. He'd been denied access to a secure care facility. He had asked to be, as he put it, locked up for his own safety, and he was denied that request. Are his family justified when they say that he was failed by the state?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, this might be probably one of the worst cases I've ever read, to be quite honest, of a child that's engaged with the HSE and the child protection system. Obviously, it dates back to 2010 before the Child and Family Agency is established. Daniel's family talked this week about being haunted about his final moments before he died. And we know he begged for his life before he died. I think we should be haunted as a society because of what Daniel had been put through over his life. From the day he was born to the day he died, he was failed at all levels.
It's 15 years since he was murdered, but some of the problems which led to him not getting the care that he needed, they still exist today, don't they? And huge changes are needed.
That's right. I mean, there's two things I think we need to take away from Daniel's case. The first, I suppose, is in relation to special care and access to these special care places.
These are secure care facilities where people who are very vulnerable that they're put into, they're effectively locked away.
That's it, deprived of their liberty. It's meant to be for a very short time period, to be honest. I mean, we don't lock away children in this country for any good reason. And it's meant to be for a period of stabilisation so they can control their emotions. And one of the things that was happening for Daniel, apart from being involved in some level of criminality, he was really struggling emotionally because of the poverty, neglect, because of the tremendous trauma and loss he'd experienced in his life. And what's shocking about the case is coming up to the time when he dies is that all the people around him, his family, the circle of professionals around him, Daniel himself asked to be locked away for this, to get this special form of care.
There wasn't a place available for him then, and there aren't places available in those secure facilities now for the vulnerable teenagers like Daniel who exist today.
That's right. I mean, one of the problems with, I suppose, our approach today, and this goes back to, because the child protection system is doing very well in some regard. I mean, it is very much a tale of two halves. On one end, you see you have a new agency. It's putting lots of new measures in place. If you look at the HICWA reports, HICWA regulates TUSLA's child protection services, and you can see over time, every year there's improvements in the system. They're getting better rates of compliance. The outcomes for children are better, particularly when it comes to accessing education if they've been in the care system. But where the system is failing, it's children with complex needs like Daniel. And we are the lack of services, appropriate mental health services and health services. Like TUSLA is the final safety net for children in this country. But we are using secure care as the net, and we shouldn't be. There are many children in this type of care at the moment who actually shouldn't be. There should be some other form of service that frankly doesn't exist.
So we know there's a shortage of secure care beds, and that there are teenagers who require secure care that can't get into secure care facilities. The jury in this inquest said the state should carry out a review of its approach to child protection. TUSLA has said it will do that, it will carry out that review. What changes are needed to make the rest of the system better?
I mean, I think one thing you need to do is go to the very start, and that with Daniel's case, and it tells you what you need to do. I mean, I expect the politicians in this country to reread there's a National Review panel report on Daniel's life, and you can see from the very beginning how he's failed from the very beginning. At the age of 2, he's found abandoned. At the age of 4, he appears again on reports. He's found in a hospital. He's admitted for care. He's underweight. He's a poor diet. He's fretful. He's distressed. And throughout his life, there's different accounts like that. And what you find is a failure by an overworked child social work team to intervene and provide any sort of certainty, to intervene and support his family, give him some sort of certainty with a care placement. What we need to take from it now, I think, is that I would expect our newly established Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality to look at this case. I think they have to, in the gift of the politicians, to make sure Daniel's case never happens again. What needs to happen early on for many of these families is, you know, they need to get proper assessments in the beginning and access to family supports. Yeah. Because if you look at TUSLA's referrals at the moment, about 75% of them are actually families like Daniel's family that would have been struggling early on with dealing with everyday life and experiences. That's where the focus of this government needs to be. And what's significant about what the inquest recommended was, they said there should be a review of the level of resources. You know, do we have sufficient resources to deliver safe child protection services? I worry that we don't. I mean, we already heard this week Kate Duggan, who's CEO of TUSLA, say she needs an extra 300 staff to actually make sure she can deliver safe services because of the demand surge that's come through.
All right, Tania, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Tania Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance.